I enjoyed my self-image while I was in the army because I saw myself as courageous and admirable. People who opposed the war in Vietnam liked their self-images too, because they also saw themselves as courageous and admirable. As individuals, we were at war for the same reasons: to feel valuable, worthy, and lovable, even though we appeared to be very different. I fought an enemy, and they fought an enemy. I intended to win my war against a government, and they intended to win their war against a government. We were brothers and sisters, but we did not know it. People at war have no compassion for their adversaries, and they do not cooperate with their adversaries. They condemn them, are righteously violent, and have only tactics, strategies, defeats, and victories. The anti-war movement was a war, just like mine, and as such, it did not reduce conflict in the world. For most, it increased it. Only intention can create a war, and only intention can end one. Those who opposed the war in Vietnam without blame, without judgment, and with care for all involved did not contribute to war. Those who became angry, righteous, intolerant, and violent became what they opposed. They intended war. They created war, and their cooperation fed the flames of war. They distinguished between their war and the war in Vietnam, but they could not distinguish between war and peace, between the pursuit of external power and the pursuit of authentic power. Multisensory humans intend to create authentic power. I cooperated with my colleagues to win my war, but I did not intend to create authentic power. I had another agenda: to prove myself valuable. The anti-war activists who were righteous, intolerant, and judgmental, like I was, cooperated to win their war, too. But they did not intend to create authentic power, either. They had their agenda. We both pursued external power, the ability to manipulate and control. The cooperation your soul seeks has a different goal.